Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Mike Stewart is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike's one of the top salesmanship experts in our brain trust. He's an international speaker, trainer, consultant in the area of getting more sales. In fact, that's the title of his book, Close More Sales. He's the president of Stewart. It used to be Stewart & Stewart, but now it's something else, and he'll tell us what that is any minute now. Mike Stewart, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back, as always. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Tell us the name of the company and the website again. Mike?
I'm sorry?
Tell us the name of the company and the website again.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Well, actually, the name of the company is Stewart & Stewart, Inc.
Okay.
But our trade name and our website is Mike Stewart Sales Dynamics.
There you go. That's it. I knew there was another one there that I didn't remember.
Yep.
Well, Mike's good to
have
you.
And the website is stewartsalesdynamics.com.
There you go. Mike, you and I have been around a long time. We got a lot of gray hair. We've logged a lot of hours. We've been trained by the best. We've trained people. And you do it for a living all the time. Isn't it interesting how, as much as the marketplace has changed, and as much as the way salespeople go to market has changed, the fundamentals of relationships have become even more important today than they... Not more important. We knew they were important 40 years ago.
Always.
But it seems like right now it's more important today than it was, say, 10 years ago. In terms of being successful.
Oh, yeah. And I guess people are beginning to see that. I think I mentioned that in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, the pharmaceutical companies are getting away from this cold detailing that they've always done. Mm-hmm. They just walk in and they sit down and they just do an info dump on the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well organized and well presented, but Nevertheless it's an info dump, whether he's interested in it or not. And as a result of that, with the pressures docs are under, especially with the new rules that are going into effect, they don't have time. And so these people are really starting to focus more on on real consultative selling,
mm-hmm.
where they're letting the doctors talk,
mm-hmm.
and find out what their needs are, and then selling to fulfill those needs, which is fundamental. That's what selling is: finding out what people want, delivering it to them. And as I'm working with my clients, there seems to be a couple of common themes as they're getting ready for this coming year. They're finding their salespeople are not maintaining focus. That's one of the things that they're concerned about. And you know, they're quite a
How
few
do they describe we, focus? What do you think they mean when they say focus?
What I think they mean is keeping your eye on the prize. What is, you know, what are we after? What is the goal for this year or for this month or for this quarter or for today?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got it boiled down to that in the clients that we're currently working with. And
if you're in sales, you've got to have periodic performance goals.
Oh well, yeah.
Otherwise, you're just visiting.
That's right. Professional visitor is my first.
Yeah.
Trainer Charlie Chavo used to tell me, you know, be a salesperson. Don't be a closer. Don't be a professional visitor. And so, you know, that's one thing. And another thing is to keep people motivated, and you know, and that's fired up, ready to go out and get the job done. And focus is on what is that goal, and often it's a monetary goal, and that's not all that.
For professional salespeople, that is the number one thing is make more money, more commissions.
Yes, well, close more sales.
Yeah,
and so that's and you know, in order to help, we've got several clients, and we're doing something, and we're renewing something this year that you know, I've done in the past, and it's just so very appropriate. It seems like we canvassed about 50 of our clients, and they have the same, typically the same kinds of needs, and that's to get the most out of what they got by spending less. And to do that, the majority of them are agreeing that they need to have more focus on what their salespeople are doing, and they need to be making better calls. And they need to recognize that the sale is not an event, Jim. You know, sales is a process.
And the ultimate goal is not a transaction. It's a relationship, especially in the 21st century. And I want Mike to talk about that some more after these messages, folks, how we're moving away from transactions where we never should have been and back towards relationships. Twin Tail, right back with Mike Stewart. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.